Have you had a chance to see city management's August 14th memo regarding Tesla and the city's business attraction efforts?
I have seen that, yeah.
What do you think of it?
I guess let's sort of take things, look at them at a high level here and say, has the city of Long Beach done whatever they can to attract Tesla to Long Beach? I think the answer is no. Have they made Tesla feel welcome and I would say not really. The first and only call that I got from anyone on the city council or the mayor of the city, the first call I got was from one of the council members, Jerry
Shipsky.
Right. That's the one and only call I've ever gotten.
From anyone in Long Beach?
Yeah. I know people at my company have had various meetings with people at Long Beach, and generally the sense that they come away from those meetings thinking that Long Beach actually doesn't really want us there and would much prefer the movie studio, the Long Beach Studios thing.
In the interest of accuracy, how would you tell the story of what happened what has happened to date between Tesla and the city of Long Beach? How would you tell the story?
I would just say this is going to be a very close call for Tesla of Long Beach versus another city, and if the behavior of the city management, the mayor, was the deciding factor, Long Beach would definitely not win. That may not be the deciding factor, but I mean that's the truth of it. I really think it would make sense for a city in this economy to be working pretty hard to try to get a company like Tesla to be there. And they haven't.
So what exactly did you encounter?
Very little.
There were meetings between your subordinates and city staffers, right?
There were a few meetings between some of our staff and city staff, and the general impression that they got was that Long Beach was perhaps mildly interested in Tesla at best, but that Long Beach really had a very strong preference for the movie studio deal.
The management memo says that in meetings, I guess, with your staffers, management outlined key benefits to Tesla of locating in Long Beach, including enterprise zone tax credits, foreign trade zone, and expedited permit processing, and also the possibility of a sales tax sharing arrangement. Is that accurate?
It was never brought to my attention.
And raised the possibility of Tesla being part of some electric vehicle mall?
We have no interest in being part of an electric vehicle mall. I don't even know what that means.
The memo says that your firm plans an assembly plant here with parts made abroad, and the facility would employ, I want to get the figures straight now, city management's memo says 400 to 500 people when operational, and I think a Business Wire news release from your firm said 1,000. Which is it?
It's evolved over time. And initially, we were thinking that we would do basically just sort of final assembly. And we would actually only take a portion of Long Beach facility. And then over time, we've basically grown that, and we've decided to actually co-locate vehicle engineering with production, and we've increased the scope and scale of the production. So there's going to be a lot more parts built at the factory rather than at suppliers. And that'll take the employee count up to around about 1,000 to 1,200. So basically, there'll be about 400 in engineering roles, about 800 in manufacturing.
What could the city of Long Beach do to get you here? They argue that this is a private deal between Boeing and somebody that would like the property.
Well, I think one thing that it'd be great not to feel like a second class citizen next to the movie studio deal.
Okay. Are there some affirmative steps they could take?
The mayor could give me a call from time to time, I think. I mean, that seems reasonable. Certainly, that's been the behavior of other cities. I mean, if I contrast the behavior of, say, when SpaceX went to Hawthorne and how the city of Hawthorne behaved there, they were fantastic. I mean, they really worked hard. So, I just don't think that, the city of Long Beach should be thinking, hey, the mayor or city manager have been working hard to get Tesla there, when our perception is that they have not. It's just not true.
Didn't the mayor come see your car at one point?
Yeah, he had come to, he came to the Model S opening, the unveiling, which was at the SpaceX factory in Hawthorne.
Oh, he came to in Hawthorne?
Yeah, it was.
And how did that go?
It was fine. We had the governor there. We had a lot of people there. You know, it would be nice if Tesla felt more welcome than it does from the city. And it just seems odd that the first proactive phone call that I got was, the only proactive phone call I got was from Jerry. Tesla is, in a sense, the customer here. And the question is, does the customer feel that, you know, everything's done, everything reasonable has been done to attract the customer to Long Beach? And I think the answer is no. And I can contrast that with experience that I've had locating to other cities. The SpaceX example with Hawthorne, I just related. And when we've been, and in terms of the other locations that Tesla's looking at, and if I compare the behavior of those cities to Long Beach, Long Beach would be really at the absolute bottom. I think generally, you know, if you're going to go locate someplace, you want to feel like you really want it. I mean, I think that's just generally, you know, how you want to feel, and it hasn't been there with Long Beach to the degree it's been there with other cities that we've been talking to. In the end, that may not be the deciding factor, but it may be. So, if all things being reasonably equal, where would you locate? Would you locate in the place where that they're really doing everything they can to get you there, or the place where you feel like you're, you know, a second class citizen next to a movie studio deal?
The federal money that's available to you, can that be used in this project?
Of course, absolutely. That's the whole purpose of it. So, I mean, let me be precise. So Tesla has, you know, we took a $50 million investment from Daimler making Mercedes earlier this year, and then we got the Department of Energy loan of $465 million.
Mm-hmm.
Of that $465, $365 is meant for the Model S factory. So that money would be spent in Long Beach entirely.
There is a verbiage in the city staff report that indicates it can't be used, that is, the federal loan can't be used for construction or tenant improvements. Is that your understanding?
No, of course not. That's one of the main uses of the loan. That's ridiculous.
So that's just inaccurate.
That's totally wrong.
Are you at liberty to tell us what other towns are courting you?
Well, actually, if you say what towns are courting us, it's a long list. If you say what, you know, where are we in our decision-making process, we're really down to two.
Yeah, you say you're down to two.
Yeah.
Is Long Beach one of them?
Yes.
Long Beach is still one of them.
Correct.
Can you tell us who the other outfit is?
It's another location in Southern California, but not far from Long Beach.
What's your timeline for a decision?
Pretty soon, actually. We're hoping to make a decision. We're hoping to have made a decision already, but we're still in the sort of final stages of negotiation. And I think I'm hopeful that we'll make a decision by the end of this month or early next.
By the end of August or early September?
Yeah. I don't want to make a huge deal of this or anything. I mean, on a certain level, you know, the city of Long Beach is correct that this is primarily a function of the deal we strike with Boeing or don't strike with Boeing, and how that deal compares with other deals that we're looking at. And I think Long Beach could do more than they're doing, and that's basically, I think, the long and short of it. And it doesn't need to be acrimonious or anything.
Do you mean that this could be as easily resolved if the mayor would just give you a call?
I think that would be a good start.